We kick off hour number three of the program. This segment brought to you by Smarter Searches. Check them out online at smartersearches.com. It's the official sponsor of fanrunradio.com. And they can help you with all your SEO, pay-per-click, digital marketing needs. They're locally owned and operated right here in Knoxville, and they'll take great care of you. Go to smartersearches.com for all the details. Let's go back to the G3 Help Me Hotlines. We got Matt up next. What's up, Matt? You're on Three and Out.
What's up?
Oh, just riding around, Matt. Just trying to make sense of nonsense.
I hear you. It's tough, isn't it? It's, I actually think this guy could lose the next three games, and he's really coming back.
It's incredible. It's honestly incredible. I mean, if that doesn't prove we're farther from being back than ever before, which is the ultimate Butch Jones. Tell you one thing and do the complete opposite. And now that Philip Fulmer's doing that, I don't know how to handle it.
I don't know if it was you or Houston earlier, but somebody said, you know, next year we're at the bottom. I mean, he's going to play better next year. There's no way you can't. So you come out next year and you win four games in your fourth year, and you got these damn sheep around town and all these state-run BS. They're going to be clamoring for this guy to come back for a fifth year. The guy earlier that called said this guy's going to get 5 years. I think he's freaking right. I mean, you know, guys, this is what I hope happens, and I seriously swear I'm at this point. We're at the bottom, but I hope we dig our way down into hell, man.
I want to see
how ugly this can get. Seriously.
At least be entertaining to talk about.
Will it? Oh, yeah.
Okay. Buddy, we just had a guy get arrested for being a drug dealer.
And our AD goes on Vol calls and talks about how the we're better than our record. Somebody asked me on Twitter, are we the best 2-5 team in the country?
Yeah.
I mean, it's that type of crap.
Matt, was it you yesterday that said you'd be surprised if we didn't have other drug dealers on the team? Did you ask that question?
Yeah. Well, I said if you've got one, you're going to have five or six. There's not just one guy on that team that's out there dealing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, and if they think that, they're freaking morons, you know, which they already are. Look, Fulmer's the whole problem. I said this, guys, and no offense to Bear, but this guy started the whole downfall of this damn program. They should have canned Fulmer a year or two before they did, and they didn't. So, it's half him, half the administration. I go back. They gave Lane Kiffin an out, and he took it, and then just crap hits the fan from there. And here we are. And the problem, the recurring theme, the same problem that happens over and over is they keep the coaches for a year or two too long.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to happen here. Nobody's got cojones over there to pull the trigger. And the only chance we got is the louder that fans like myself and you guys and everybody, the louder we are and the more crap we can stir, the better chance that these rich folk over on the hill are going to hear, and they got to perk those ears up and listen. And some of that money start flowing, and they might get him out of there early. That's the only chance you got. I mean, we're just in a no-win scenario, man. It sucks because I think we'll win one out of these last few games. We've got a three-win team. Next year, this guy comes back and wins five games, and they're going to call that acceptable. And, guys, we were talking at the beginning of this year that five wins wasn't acceptable. Absolutely a joke, man. See you, fellas.
See you, Matt.
Thanks for the call. It's amazing how the goalpost moves on wins. Like, people, I if you'd ask anybody, like, how many does he need to win this year to have a successful season before the year, it would have been some astronomical number as compared to where we're going to come in at. But then those same people would just be like, well, and they just explain it all away.
Mm-hmm.
Just make a bunch of excuses.
I'm never for tweeting at recruits. And then, like, I'm going to leave that statement there. When people, though, ask, like, I get accused, we all know I'm on the Vol for Life Facebook page, always stirring bleep up, but they always say, the recruits see this. I was like, the recruits don't see this. But if you care about the recruits, you might want to tell them to look elsewhere. If you actually care about these kids and want the best for them long term, coming to Tennessee is not going to help their status in the long run. That's where we're at. Like I'm hoping kids.
Who needs
don't...
other coaches to negative recruit? We have Davey.
Yeah, I'm like if I want the best for this child. Young adult is where they're at. They start at 16 now. Why on earth would you tell them to come here?
Turn it around.
Why?
Brother. To turn it around. Change the program.
Unreal. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. G3 Help Me Hotlines, 546-8200 if you want to weigh in. 865-546-8200. We got Zach up next. What's up, Zach?
Well, you say Houston, Nate, Davey, and Will.
Morning, bud.
How you guys doing?
Terrible, Zach. It's just it's Groundhog Day, and it just gets worse.
I don't know. I get to drink this weekend.
Dun, 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 dun. Go Gators.
How many callers have said, I mean, it's unreal.
It's at least two.
It's two or three today. I mean, that's where everybody's at. Like, that's where your program's at, Fulmer. You have people actively rooting for the arch rival to beat you in your place more than 17.5 because most of them have put money on Florida.
Who you said was a measuring stick on how you would grade your head football coach.
No, guys. Remember, I'm the one who wants it worse. I want sideline brawls. I want fans to be fighting. I want Ron Artest situation. Have you guys ever heard of the concept in the United States where, you know, we're the superpower, we're one of the number one countries, and the only way that it could really be destroyed is from within?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
That's our program, our football program. It's being destroyed within. We have resources that are bountiful. You know, skip the coronavirus year, but we have plenty of resources to be successful. We've got a passionate fan base, facilities, you name it. The SEC East, besides Florida and Georgia, I'd take number three right now. We should be number three at least in the East, and we're right for the pick-up, but we're being destroyed from within, and that's exactly what's happening over there. Failed leadership after leadership, athletic director after athletic director, head coach after head coach.
It's remarkable. Like, we can't even stumble into a lucky hire at this point. Like, that's where we've been for a decade.
Yeah, like, the timing is perfect. Everyone always complains that Tennessee always gets the short end of the stick with the timing. Well, here it is. It's teed up for you.
But this
it's
is perfect. Why, because we're not going to make the move. The coach that is begging to be here will be gone, and then we'll have to go dumpster diving for God knows who.
I'm going
to
be optimistic. I don't think Liberty actually has the COVID. I think Hugh Freeze is like, oh, I got to start getting ready for Knoxville. Got to start preparing for the bowl game. And so they're like, Hugh made the call to BYU. It's like, hey, can you guys come in and play this game against Coastal? Because everyone's now just sending me the thing of the Liberty Coastal game being officially canceled.
I think it's also Liberty having one loss. Like, there might have been some behind the scenes to get the two non-Power 5 teams that are undefeated to play each other. And BYU's not going to play Cincinnati.
Yeah, and Hugh's down because with one, like, right now he just stays on the mountain. Like, one loss, no big deal. But if he loses like to a non-SEC team, like in Coastal, that could be, you know, he wants to stay above. You can't have people saying Jamie Chadwell might be a better coach than Hugh Freeze. I mean, he's got to stay top of the coaching hot board. It's all coming together for Auburn or Texas, not us.
And guys, there could be a room full of Nick Sabans if we pull out Butch Jones.
We'll take the intern.
Yeah.
Last thing, so this is the systemic problem of the whole head coaching staff is how they're running the quarterbacks over there. So, you know, as we know, we've been blown out many games, and you guys have seen Harrison Bailey, Brian Maurer run our offense during that mop-up time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're ready to go because we've had plenty of times like a blowout loss to Kentucky, Alabama, et cetera, et cetera. So these quarterbacks are ready to go. J.T. Stroud gets pulled after the one pass interception. Mm-hmm. He's deemed to be put in street clothes. He's back at number two, according to Trey. And now, then, Harrison Bailey's getting the full reps, but we don't know how much he'll play. And then it's like musical chairs over there. It's such a... I've never seen a quarterback situation run worse. And you know the problem is they're just not being developed. Let's just be honest. I mean, and they're not going to win next year. Somebody said maybe they'll go 8-4 next year. Have you looked at the schedule? There's no way we go 8-4 next year. Please.
No,
all right, y'all have a good day.
Yeah, thanks for the call. They'll go like 6-6, and we'll be fed how much better they are. It's like, wait a minute, we would have fired him at 6-6 if he hadn't gone 3-7 the year before, or whatever the case is going to be.
There's no way we're beating Lane, Saban, Mullen, or Smart. Like, and then
who? Yeah, who does South Carolina get? Is it? I mean, Frank Beamer.
Beamer. Yeah. I don't
who
know.
Does Vanderbilt Shame. Get? Oh yeah, yeah. Sorry. Who, Young Frank.
Who was the one who asked if we were the best 2-5 team in the nation? Was it you, Houston?
Me.
It was you. Okay. We're 2-5. Baylor is also 2-5. Florida State is 2-6. Mississippi State is 2-6. And then that's like Michigan is 2-4. Like those are the teams that are kind of hovering around us.
It is weird.
Of Michigan, everyone's a first year coach.
How weird is that though? That like
1998 called.
Yeah, I was gonna say Michigan, Florida State, Tennessee. That's unbelievable. I mean, but like what?
Charlotte's 2-3. We're kind of close to them.
We would have played them this year. They might have got us. Might have snuck up.
Is Will Healy the coach there? I heard somebody put him on the Vanderbilt list.
Yeah, is he Charlotte? Is that right? Or is he UAB?
I think he's Charlotte. He was at Austin Peay, and I think he went to Charlotte.
Rutgers is 2-4.
Shiano.
We'd have been in the same damn boat.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
First year, though.
Let's hit a break. We'll come back, get more of your phone calls on the flip side. Load them up, 865-546-8200. Stick with us right here on 3 and Out. Hour 3 rolls on, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, Fan Run Radio. Looking back at the coaches we could have hired.
Did you see where Tennessee's offensive line ranks nationally, according to Pro Football Focus?
I did. Cole Kublik had us going to be number 2 in the country.
Right.
So where'd we end up?
62.
Oh.
62 with four five stars and a 4-star sixth-year center. If we're bringing Pruitt back, I guess we could talk staff changes, right? Like, there's no way Will Friend comes back.
No way.
Like, you just let that contract expire.
Yeah. Winky got an extension, though. You'd have to buy him out.
What are we doing?
You remember that Arizona State athletic director that made fun of us for hiring Philip Fulmer, saying he wouldn't be any good?
Yeah, Pariah is what he called
him. Yeah, I found this old article where it had the Herm Edwards hire, and it gave him an F. Which it might still be an F, but it looks better than
it's not an F.
It's not.
It's not.
Yeah. Looks better than Jeremy
He's
Pruitt.
He's not bad.
See, for Jeremy Pruitt, Philip Fulmer got a B. Grade on a curve there, of course.
A B. Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's not a grand slam for Tennessee, but all things considered, it's a solid hire. Chad Morris, B plus.
How'd that work out? It's a sad time. Really need basketball to get going.
Scott Frost, A.
How's that going?
Bad. Jimbo Fisher, A. Pretty good.
Looking good this year.
Joe Moorhead, A. Dan Mullen, A.
I'll give that one an A plus.
Matt Luke, C. He's fired. Chip Kelly, A plus. Please tell me this is a Dennis Dodd article. Nope, Tom Fornelli.
Fornelli, yeah.
Yep.
College football. It's just amazing. It's amazing that we're here. We started 2-0. We were 2-0. Improved, better.
Taking care of the football.
Now look at us.
Hmm.
And like we've said, it's teed up.
Yeah.
You've got the hire that would rejuvenate the fan base, begging to come here. A guy who can compete in 2020 SEC with an offense that makes sense. You got a bunch of young talent that he could probably recruit to stay. A couple quarterbacks on the roster, a couple coming in that you could, develop, work with. But here we sit. What are we going to score Saturday?
I had this thought earlier.
17?
We had callers. 20? Like, we need this to be the Georgia game for Butch Jones. Like, we need this to be 41-0 or 62-0. Because that would be the team, quitting. Like, the only thing we've been able to do is use this offensive line, which, in a weird way, I'm kind of glad the offensive line has blown some big holes open at times because it's shown that the talent really is there. They're just being coached. Like, first of all, I don't think Brandon Kennedy's that good. I think he's average at best. But
I think he's okay. Yeah, he's a solid starter.
But the unit should be, as a whole, should be near the top of the conference.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not second in the country, but they should be near the top of the conference, worst case scenario. And it's terrible. It's awful. But if we don't move the football at all against a Florida defense that's not that good, then that's when everything could fall apart and we could see some of those people go, oh. Because apparently that's what happened with Butch Jones. They still thought they were just going to be able to ride him along until 41-0. Georgia came into Neyland and beat you 41-0 when all we knew it was going to be awful. I remember doing radio shows for that week. It was the same feeling as this week. We knew, we're just waiting on the guillotine to drop. I mean, you just lay your head here, sir. Yep, sure thing.
Well, based on what Fulmer said, it doesn't even seem like that's possible this year. So now I got to root for him to look good. And hope that somehow we've all been just duped by a COVID year and that it does get turned around. I don't want to go through another 2017 next year.
I don't either.
I don't want to be sitting here just thinking, okay, how can we lose this game today? I don't want that.
I know. That's why you either need Tennessee to all of a sudden just click, be a different team and win. Like Harrison Bailey starts and all of a sudden we beat Florida by 28-27. Or I want 63-0. Like those are the only two outcomes that are helpful. Pretty much it. Because we need those big donors to go, oh, man, Jeremy Pruitt is not getting it done. Instead of this whole, Philip Fulmer excuse-making tour.
I still wouldn't mind winning, though. Like, beating Florida still would feel dope.
That's what he's saying. Like, we'd
be pretty awesome, to ruin their season.
Win or get shells.
Trounce. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly. I agree with y'all. I mean, 24-20 wouldn't do anything for us.
No.
It'd make it worse. Can you imagine if we look a little better, but
if
we
he finally
lose?
Keeps it within, 26, maybe?
Yeah.
To Florida, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
If we lose by 10 and,
Wait, did you say my name?
yeah.
If we shorten the game, grind it out, and lose 20-10, and still play this ugly brand of football, that'll just be the worst case. Everybody loses their bets. We still know we can't get it done.
Lose your bet, keep your coach.
JG still played most of the game.
I'd hate him more.
If Florida's offense comes out flat and Kyle to Kyle isn't connecting and they only score 20-something on us, our defense is pretty good. It's there's just so many different variables there that I'm not looking forward to.
We're up 24-20, 5 minutes to go, JG pick six. After benching Harrison Bailey for going the wrong way on a handoff.
There's no way he gets benched if we're leading Florida.
You're probably right.
I don't like that you said probably.
The weather's improved. It's supposed to be good now.
Yeah, weather looks
fine. Rain's supposed to just be here Friday and then move out.
Yeah, a little cloudy.
Partly cloudy, high 48 on Saturday.
Well, there goes the weather excuse.
Yep, should hit that high right about kickoff.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's because obviously this Florida game is later in the year. I don't ever remember a game with this little emotion, like passion around it. I mean, everyone said it. It's Florida week. I don't even care. I mean, I I have never seen it this bad.
I think in fairness, a lot of that has to do with just since it's so late in the year. Usually, since Florida's like our first SEC game, people still have hope and
right. That's what I mean. What I'm saying. Like, I think that's a big part of it. But like, do you think the Texas A&M game is going to be better?
Oh no,
that's like, what I'm saying. I don't think
out in general. I was just kind of going to your point as far as Florida. Like, you might have a like. I mean, if 2017 had happened and we had played Florida the time we did right before Butch got fired, but I mean, that's like, I mean, we had people rooting for Tennessee to lose to where they would move on from Butch. We're like, just get it over with. And, I mean, at least they did. At this point, like, I would at least be excited to watch A&M if I knew, like, some other coach was just an interim leading the team on Saturday.
But I don't think, like, there's no spark right now with this program at all. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you'd have done the Harrison Bailey starting 3, 4, 5 weeks ago, maybe there would have been. But now there's, I mean, it's nothing. It's like what Philly said. It's just too little too late. It's like, oh, now you're making the, so the 5-game losing streak is what made you think, yeah, maybe we should try something new. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, any of us could have told him to get all hands on deck at quarterback this season. All hands on deck. That should have been the plan before the year. And I don't care. I mean, so what? COVID, like, in the off season, you should have been sending Harrison Bailey all the new playbooks, telling him to, you know, call up Josh Palmer and go work with them. Like, I mean, these guys can do stuff on their own anytime they want. And if you're at a good program, the coaches just expect that and the players go do it. Here, it's like, I mean, there was even a quote from Pruitt yesterday about how, or on Vol calls, they asked him about the guys have to quarantine or whatever, and he's like, well, they can work out if they want to. If they want to? What do you mean?
Voluntary
if they want
workouts,
to?
Right?
Like, I mean, you've seen it. COVID's made Alabama better because they have the highest standards in college football. Ask Greg McElroy. What was different when Coach Saban came in? Everything. Whoever had the highest standards before this season began has had the best seasons. And the guys that are, like, sleeping over with their recruits, Jim Harbaugh and players' coaches and James Franklin and all his kind of, you know, massage the message stuff, and they're not, like, just a real football coach, have had the most trouble. The players' coaches have had the most trouble this year. The guys who just expect their teams to perform at a certain level no matter what.
No excuses.
No, yeah. Hell, look at Northwestern, same thing. Don't have any talent, but I mean, it's a machine. They've had a good year. You could probably find coaches that are like that you didn't know before, you know?
Mm.
It's probably a good checkbox for the Indiana guy.
Oh, yeah. Well, I thought he was pretty good last year.
Yeah. I mean, these kind of just willy-nilly let the players kind of take ownership. You know, I'm buddies with them kind of thing. Those programs have really struggled. And there's a way to do that right. I mean, you know, Pete Carroll was a player's guy at USC, but I think there's a way to be a player's coach but still hold them to a high standard.
Mm-hmm.
Because the player knows that the reason you're holding them to the high standard is because you want what's best for them. You want to put them in the pros. It's,
but, like, isn't that what we always heard about Pruitt? Like, he's tough, hard-nosed, just a football coach.
I think the problem is the way Pruitt coaches the players has not been able to be translated into assistant coaches. So, like, Pruitt to offensive player A, he doesn't coach them directly. He needs to impart his style onto that assistant coach, into that player, and that connection is just being completely missed. And because Pruitt's the head coach, he's not getting that connection even on the defensive side now that there's some chaos thrown in there. It's just all messed up. And you've got offensive coaches that would prefer to do something kind of their way, but then Pruitt almost makes them worse by getting involved. There's probably some defense coaches, same thing. I mean, it obviously happened to Brumbaugh. And then he got run. It's a mess. We'll come back with more. Stick with us. Last call for phone calls, 865-546-8200. It's Thursday. There's not even an NFL game tonight.
Mm-mm.
Grief. Welcome back into the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, Fan Run Radio. Don't forget to bet, get your bets in with the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Use our promo code 3OUT, and they'll take good care of you there. If you're a new user, you can make that first bet and get it back in site credit if it loses. If it wins, you could cash it out right then. If it loses, you get it back in site credit through the FanDuel Sportsbook app. And don't forget, use our promo code 3OUT when you sign up. That's 3OUT. It's the FanDuel Sportsbook app. All legal now in the great state of Tennessee. You do have to be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. My computer won't load, so I'm getting to the rest of that here in a second.
Will can probably take it.
I got you. Were you fine print?
Terms apply.
All right, you're right. Must be 21 or older. Present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable. Expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Nailed it. I'm impressed.
Pro.
I'm an actor, man. I got scripts ready.
That's good. So we do have basketball coming up, right? Wednesday?
Yeah, kind
of. UT Martin.
It's too far away.
Is it?
Yeah.
You want to look at other games in college football this weekend?
Nope.
NFL?
UT Martin's not really a slouch.
Are they? Are they pretty
good? Sure?
Well, I mean, they had one really good transfer who's looking at a bunch of schools. I can't remember. I think Baylor and a couple other really good programs were on his transfer list. But, I mean, if they have one guy transferring out of there who's pretty good, I'm sure they have some other talented guys there, too.
Louisiana and App State play Friday night, 8:30. Huge matchup in the Sun Belt. I'm just gonna go all Sun Belt.
Huge.
I'm just gonna start caring about it more than SEC. I think.
Do we all remember our teams?
Yeah, I know mine. Do you know yours?
Yeah, Raging Cajuns, baby.
That's like Austin Peay.
Since week one,
Tennessee Martin beat Evansville last night, and they play Illinois on Saturday. Illinois, fifth ranked team in the country, just got beat by Baylor, the second ranked team in the country, yesterday. So
I wanted to take Coastal because I'm originally from South Carolina, but.
Good excuse.
I feel like I have more of a bond with Appalachian State from years gone by. That you know, and so I took App State.
Okay.
I'm going to stick with the long term plan.
Okay.
I don't want the flash in the pan.
Building
Coastal.
For the future.
I think Billy Williford took Coastal,
and then Davey, you
took Georgia State.
Yeah.
And
Troy
then switched
took,
to Troy.
Yeah, well, the Georgia State thing was more of just a
he
joke
decommitted.
From the beginning. Yeah,
opted out of Georgia State.
Who you got, Austin Peay?
Yeah.
That's not right. That's not the right conference. They're in the playoffs, FCS playoffs.
Maybe I didn't take
you took Georgia Southern.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because they had beaten Florida last. They're big, last
that, yeah, that was it. Yeah.
They're not bad. Not a bad pick.
Yeah.
Statesboro, Georgia. I have to ask Eric about it. That's where he's from.
Statesboro.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely town.
All football, all the time. There's a... Louisiana Tech, North Texas tonight.
Oh, I got to find my money line bet.
CBS Sports Network. And then Air Force, Utah State. It's a CBS Sports Network doubleheader tonight.
Yay. And then a CBS doubleheader Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Is it, who, what's the game after us? Bama LSU?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You got A&M Auburn at noon. I'm excited about that one.
Mm.
See if A&M's for real.
Like beating Auburn to make them for real?
Depends on how they beat them.
Okay.
I think they could lose, actually. This will be the game Gus wins to kind of make sure he gets to keep his job.
Fair enough.
I mean, A&M's ranked fifth in the country. Even though, to me, they don't feel that good. But this is a great Gus Malzahn back against the wall kind of, yeah, and we got that top five. You know, his AD's able to say, we got that top five win this past season.
Mm-hmm. Tennessee football has broken me. I don't like anything right now.
I'm really glad it's Thursday, because if I'd have felt this way on Monday or Tuesday, it would have been bad.
You know, Vol calls and media sessions are supposed to make the fans feel better.
Right.
Yesterday was like the worst edition of Vol calls / AD speaking for the first time in a month. Coach trying to, I mean... Like, I just don't think there's any rally in this fan base right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I said, like, there's no real hope for Saturday. I mean, maybe we're due a big surprise. I doubt it. So you lose that game. At this point, it doesn't look like the Vanderbilt game is going to even happen. Then you get A&M at home. It'll be 10 degrees. Then we're going to accept the bowl bid. I mean, are we going to lose 8 games in a row here? Like, is that a thing that's about to happen? Like, are we going to lose 8 games in a row and keep the guy?
Maybe 7 if we don't play Vandy, right?
Longest active
losing
streak?
No, the bowl game.
Longest active losing streak? Check, well,
so
check
if we
both
lost
boxes.
Vandy, we could lose 9 in a row?
Yeah, if we play Vandy and lose, it'll be 9 in a row.
Mm.
And I said it during the break, like, at what point did we reach this threshold of not only a 2-win season, but potentially 9 straight losses, and you're not even having a conversation about firing the coach?
Like, yeah, you're not even allowed to talk about it. You're a terrorist and having hate speech if you talk about it.
And then you got, like, state run saying it's not going to happen. Stop. Like,
yeah.
Like, this is Tennessee football and 9 straight losses and you get to keep your job? 9 straight losses in one season. And you're not even allowed to mention it because it hurts the pro. You know what hurts the program? 9 damn losses in a row. You know what hurts recruiting? Not winning a game ever. Like, we're about nine. I mean, it's like on the table, 9 straight losses. And some people are just, oh, it's fine. It'll be fine. Everything will be fine.
I wanted to get to that.
Staff changes. Oh, they'll fix it.
Adam in Mount Juliet asked this last night. He said, my question to you is about the young players. We haven't really seen a lot of them. You've brought up COVID and contact tracing, but other teams have experienced the same thing. And I know you're selling playing time to recruits. What can you playing time when you're not really playing how can you sell playing time when you're not really playing the young players? Are we going to see the younger players play more this week? Now, that's a good question. You're telling all these guys they can come in and play, but when they get here, they don't play.
Mm-hmm.
Pruitt responded, well, I'm not sure I agree with you on that as far as the playing time. You know, Jalen Hyatt has played a lot of minutes this year. Keyshawn Lawrence playing on a lot of special teams. There are a lot of these guys who have played a lot of ball. The guys are very talented, and they're working hard, and I'm excited about this group as we move forward. I think the last 3 weeks have been probably more frustrated for the older players with not being able to play games. But you see the excitement in the youth to get a chance to really kind of go back to the basics and learn some things that maybe they didn't learn the first time around in fall camp or maybe the first off week. So, yeah, I'm hoping a lot of these guys continue to grow and develop so we can play them. This guy just does not get it. I mean, he doesn't even understand the question, really.
Or he doesn't want to answer it.
He thinks playing guys on special teams is just great for them. Like, that's another, like, 1990s type of thing, that I want a team of all, like, redshirt juniors starting. Like, that's not modern college football. Modern college football teams are going to have to go through what, if you want to be a championship-level team, I mean, outside of Nick Saban, who even in his down year still figures out a way to only lose one or two games, I think modern college football championship teams are going to go through more cycles like LSU. Because if you have the best, maybe the best college football team ever, you're not going to be good the next year. You're going to have to kind of reload and go down through a cycle and then come back up again and kind of oscillate a little bit. And that, you know, that'd be okay if you were winning championships every third year or whatever. Like, it's just, you've got to play those young guys quickly because they're going to be gone if they're any good. And if they're not good, why does it even matter?
Yeah, and at this point, like, what are you worried about? Like, oh, they might cost us the game? But you can't, it's the same thing with, like, Harrison. I mean, he is a young guy, but if you just started Harrison Bailey, I guarantee you, you'd be no worse than 2-5 right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the logic doesn't make sense. It's like he says things that actually are counter what he does. I can't explain it. I mean, is there an amount of staff changes that you could make this offseason? Like, is it?
No, because you won't get anybody good. That's the problem. You said that the other day.
And even if you did get good people? Like, is it suddenly going to change everything? Like,
no, Jim Chaney's about as best, as good as I thought you could get the last time we went around.
I know.
Although, now I wish we had Kendall Briles.
KB here.
At least they'd get in a fight on the sideline, if nothing else, for some entertainment.
Did lose a offensive analyst.
We did. Yeah, the rats are already jumping off the ship.
Say what?
Yeah, Chip Long, our offensive analyst.
Oh, he got hired.
You don't think he was like, yo, make sure I get out of here.
Well, he's going to go make $1 million, and he was making nothing here.
Yeah.
No, he was like an intern.
Just started. Starting. Mark Nagy wrote it yesterday when Dooley this
nope,
happened.
I'm with you. Yeah. I'm with you.
But no, to answer your question, no. No. There's no offensive coaching is going to – assistant coaching is going to
– It's just weird because he'll say the right things.
It might help you get – better next year, but which just ensures year five, and then we're all ready to blow our heads off because we're back in the Butch Jones type of situation where it's like, well, he went 7-5 after going 5-7, so I think next year he'll win 9. It's like, if he does, he'll blow the ones he should have won. That'll be the top end. We'll be right back where we started, and we've blown an opportunity to get Hugh Freeze. We've blown an opportunity probably to get somebody else.
We got to change it. We're gonna ruin Florida's season Saturday.
Okay,
that's what we just gotta manifest it. We gotta vol leave. We're gonna keep them out of the playoff. We're gonna make sure they don't win the East in Knoxville. We got this. Harrison Bailey, Heisman front runner for next year or something. Yeah.
Final segment of the program. Be aware of the troll accounts out there on Twitter today.
What?
Yeah, somebody tried to pretend to be Austin Price and say JG had quit, but it was fake news. That was a thing going around yesterday, too, right?
Yeah, I heard, I think Russell dropped that bomb.
You and Russell would be the two people who would get caught by trolls.
I didn't.
I don't get caught by
elderly trolls. South Carolina men.
Whatever. I was just throwing out the warning for others. I knew it was fake. JG wouldn't do us the pleasure.
David Ubbin did say in an article that no one expects JG back in 2021. So you have that.
Some don't expect him back this season.
Does that confirm that there's no 2021? It's just going to be 2020 part two at the end of this year?
Is this like floor 13 on the elevator?
We're just going to redo 2020.
It's Hotel Garantano.
Yeah. Good point by you.
2 years ago since my spider bite.
I think I got bit by a spider on my wrist.
This is jump around, isn't it? Has any player on the team improved their draft stock this year? Has there been one? Like, Cade Mays went from, like, yeah.
Sorry.
Eric Gray would be the only guess just because he's had a good season.
Yeah.
I actually think his stock was higher before.
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, but that would be my, like, only, like, that would be the only name you could even, like, remotely throw out, I feel like. Because Trey Smith has been good, but, like.
It would have been Kevon Bennett 3 days ago. But, yeah, I don't.
His stock is empty now.
The clip is full, though.
Did they say it was full?
Oh, yeah. It was loaded.
Nice.
Loaded Glock 17, 9mm.
Excellent.
Because who was it that called in? I was like, why do these guys feel like they need to be armed with 2 ounces of weed in Knoxville, Tennessee?
Mean streets, man.
So, an old Neyland Drive. I always get scared when I'm down there.
In Malibu, everyone got a 9, and then it just cuts to a 9 iron.
I get it for, like, people my size, but when you're a D1 defensive lineman,
yeah,
what is someone going to do just that you can't just pick him up and move? You move men against their will on every Saturday and every day you practice.
Yeah, that's a great
guess
point.
They're just used to moving weight.
You just carry some nunchucks or something.
That has to be the most impractical weapon, right? Like, that and Ninja Stars?
Ninja Stars makes sense. It's dumb at somebody.
Unless you're guaranteed.
Yeah, but
wow.
How often? I
Although he does always hit the opponent right in the chest. Sorry, derail you, Will.
No, I was derailing myself.
That image just kept popping up.
Then just want to move in silence. So the nun, you sneak up on somebody, you throw a star from distance, and they don't see it. That kind of thing.
I came to the Tennessee roster page. Why did it, to see if anybody had improved their NFL stuff. Like Bryce Thompson?
Improved? I don't think so.
Stay the same, maybe.
I don't think it's gone down for sure.
Elijah Simmons had two interceptions in practice the other day.
Bayless Jones looks pretty fast. How in the hell did Elijah Simmons get two interceptions in practice?
I don't know who the quarterback was, and I can't figure that out, and that's what I really want to know.
Yeah. He just put his hands up. Probably batted it down.
I know. I know how. I'm just like, how?
Because he's not even like the tall defensive lineman. He's like, he's the junkyard dog. He's 5'9", 300 pounds.
No, I think he's taller than that. But he's wider than he is
he's
tall.
He's the Russell somebody Wilson of the defensive line.
Somebody else probably batted it, and it just landed in his gut, and he snared it.
Like fell into his face mask and got stuck.
Yeah, I can't find anybody that's improved their draft.
Well, that's good.
Status. Samaglia probably fell out of even getting a camp invite.
I mean, yeah, he went from like one of the best kickers in the SEC to
like college kickers.
To we're scared to trot him out there for a 47 yarder after he's made a 50.
Yeah. And then he missed a 30 something yarder.
His leg was hurt.
Right.
Youngest team in the country.
I got my Fade Will segment bet.
Okay. What
we're
you got
just,
for
we're
us?
Just going to call it Fade Will because I'm 0-3 so far.
Uh huh.
Duke. Money line over 15-point favorite, Miami Hurricanes.
No, they don't have a chance.
Book it.
All right.
Book it.
What else
and
you got for us?
Texans, money line. No Will Fuller, no problem. Deshaun Watson's going to ball out. They're going to beat the Colts.
What's that line, 3?
Sure. 3.5, I think.
I think it is 3.5.
So fade accordingly.
The game is Cade Mays played. Has he improved his stock any?
No.
Terrible.
Well,
I wouldn't say terrible, but he hadn't. I mean,
they're saying he needs to come back so we can hopefully.
Well, his expectations.
I mean, I
so
guess. Hey, I guess that's
season.
The one thing. Like, you're not going to lose many guys to the draft.
That's
this year.
Why you need to fire your coach before they leave. Get a new guy and get excited about staying and playing for. Hey, we're really sorry. That's what Phil Fulmer should be doing. Hey guys, we're really sorry about having Jeremy Pruitt this year. We're going to bring in Hugh Freeze next year. So if you guys want to come back and try and improve your draft stock, we'll have a half-line offense that you can do that.
Receivers, Josh look at Palmer. These two guys leading the league in touchdowns since they've been in it. Their names are DK Metcalf and AJ Brown.
Who recruited him?
The right reverend.
We got to figure something out for tomorrow, man.
I know.
Well, fortunately, we got the entire third hour is just random stuff we have to catch up on, like
picks,
SEC Survivor,
drawings.
NFL Eliminator. There's no game tonight, so you guys can just do it tomorrow.
Maybe we should just play a game or something during the first couple
of
hours.
I have so many ideas.
You going to be here tomorrow?
I can if y'all need content. I am content.
You're content.
You are content. All right.
Yeah, we're going to do something. I don't know. Maybe get a Charles Entertainment Cheese update or something. Debate whether a hot dog is a sandwich. I don't know. Tune in to find out. The Blitz is next. Keep it in from Hookie.
Maybe Tennessee just won't embarrass us today.
Yeah. No news is good news.
Long day to go.